Hakai ki ake I tērā waiata, e te iwi nau mai hoki mai ki te reo irirangi Māori o te higo tika. O tira ki te hōtaka nei o taumatahanga I tēnei wā kei te tāhuri māua ki te waia kōrero ki te pōhiri mai. Ia Highness o tira hine rongo nui kingi ki tō tātai teihana. Kia ora hine, kei te pēhia koe I tēnei ahiahi.
Coming
up, we have the first Indigenous Māori Music Summit that you are a part of. Can you give us a little bit of kōrero about this kaupapa?
Awesome. So the kaupapa is in Montreal in Canada early next month, February, for a few days, and that will be the first World Indigenous Music Summit and Conference.
Awesome.
At one of the hotels there.
This sounds like an amazing kaupapa to be a part of. What has the process been like getting ready for this kaupapa?
So currently I'm actually travelling over there with Mama Mihirangi and the Marekura. So I'm travelling alongside Mihirangi Fleming, who is the loop Māori artist, Indigenous artist, and also wahine from Hastings. Terry Crawford. So there'll be three of us travelling over there performing Māori waiata, dancing, singing and doing that through loop. Also there will be about 2,500 acts throughout the whole festival, which will be run over about 4 to 5 days, and then on the main stage the event organisers have selected 150 of those 2,500 to perform to everyone, basically, and we'll be one of those performances performing for 30 minutes.
Oh, ka pai. So, Hine, can you tell us whether, like, this being the first one, have you received any kōrero about whether this is, like, an annual event, going to be an annual event or biannual event?
I can imagine it probably will be, depending on the just having the amount of numbers based off that alone. I heard it's pretty hectic over there. What's awesome about this festival is that literally will only be, like, the performances will be in the hotel rooms, so there will be only selected, say, maybe about 15 people, so in each room. At each time, audience members watching, and of very high rank, I suppose, within the industry, and a good chance to not only share our Māori culture, but also to make those networks and communicate. Just meeting a lot of different artists from around the world definitely be helpful in every aspect.
It will definitely be a bit of an intimate affair, especially with such small room capacity and that amount of people. So it will be a great opportunity for networking, as you said, particularly promoting te ahuri a Māori, our culture and the things that we do, especially this time where there's a lot of scrutiny around us as Māori and the things that we are gifted by the government and things like that. So it's good to promote our culture out there, because apart from New Zealand, there are a lot of other countries that are intrigued by the things that we do with our haka and our waiata, and it's the same thing around the whole Pacific. So I definitely think it is a great opportunity for our Māori people and you to go overseas and do this kaupapa. So is it something that you're doing alone? Do you have your own act, or are you performing with the Mama Mihirangi and the Marekura?
So there was the opportunity to perform solely as Highness, just because this kaupapa has just come up, and I'm also working on a lot of other kaupapa at this time, especially this year. I've kind of decided that I'll focus on as best as I can one thing at a time, so I'm not spreading myself thin. So I'm performing, I'm singing within the bracket with Mama Mihirangi, but I will not be performing solo just this time round.
Awesome. It is awesome opportunity to go over there with other people, so you're not alone, as you said.
Yeah.
And not
so what's beautiful is she has given me, like, we will be basically singing together.
Oh, don't we?
Yeah.
So what are the main things that you look forward to going over to Montreal?
Definitely just feeling out the Wairua, seeing how, especially with our touching base with our First Nations brothers and sisters over there, and basically seeing where I'm at for when I do bring out my own Māori flavour and Māori waiata this year. And I think being around a whole bunch of passionate artists in that area will help me as well.
Are we?
Yeah, that's amazing. I did happen to come across your post and saying that you were in rehearsals at that time, and that you were going to over to this Indigenous summit. What kind of preparation have you had, not only just for the performance itself, but in regards to the funding and to get yourselves over there? Have you had any dress rehearsal concerts or anything that that you have had to do in preparation for this summit?
So basically what we have is this week here, we're rehearsing from Monday through to Sunday, and we're doing 10-hour days and basically using the resources. So I probably will be basically in charge of the kapahaka aspect of what we're doing, and just working. We have the funding. Unfortunately, we did get funding for this to travel over, and just using the resources we have, so all the skills that we have, and contributing that in as quickly as we can. At the moment, we're just working on 2 songs a day. At the moment, and just making those. Weaving our whakaaro in there, but I think we'll probably have another rehearsal probably leading up to it. So we fly out February the 10th.
Okay then, yep. And so you said it's for around about 4 days, eh?
Yeah, so about 4 to 5 days, yep.
Oh, well, man. Well, we really look forward to seeing the updates of your mahi over there, as you said, sharing with the brothers and sisters, the very first Indigenous summit of this kind in regards to the music and, well, the international music and stuff that you're taking from Aotearoa all the way over to Montreal, Canada. And we really appreciate the time that you've taken out today to have this interview with myself and Daphne today on our show on Te Reo Irirangi o Te Hiko Te Ika, and for our audience up here in the far north. So before we wrap things up, do you have any closing kōrero that you'd like to share with our audience and our iwi up here in Te Hiko Te Ika?
Yes, so my kuia was from Kaitaia Ahipara, and just have a lot of aroha for our people, all our whānau, and just hope to take everyone and all the good wairua and all the whānau and our hapū and iwi, and do us proud.
Awesome, Hine. We hope you have a safe trip and an awesome time in Montreal, and we look forward to seeing the outcomes of this haerenga, and look forward to talking to you again. But for now, have a good rest of your day, Hine.
Awesome, thank you.
Ai, ngā mihi.
Ka tia ke rā e tātai mā koe a ko te reo kōrero o Hine Rongonui Kingi, me tēnei kaupapa rawera wātu e kia nei he kaupapa mō ngā ahurea tangata whenua o ngā motu huni noa i te ao.
Ai, ngā iwi take o ngā iwi motu pēra kia Aotearoa, kia Canada, ai ko te on tōna ki ko ngā First Nations. Ai, nui rawa tu wēdei o ngā hui. Nui rawa atu o te ao.
Ai, mekira he maha ngā kaupapa pēnei, e hara ko te, ko ngā mahi waiata, engari ko te World Indigenous Games hoki, i tērā wā e kitea mātou e ngā rōpū haka i haere tawhiti atu ki reira mō enei ki Rio de Janeiro, i ngā tauko pāhure ake rei, no reira, he rawe kite i enei kaupapa e hakatairanga i ngā iwi taketake. Engari e tātou mā, a kua mimiti te puna kōrero mō tēnei wā, e haere ake nei, ko te wai te cold-hearted by mai ia highness, o tira hine rongo nui kingi, mai tonu mai koutou katoa ki te reo irirangi Māori o te hiko te ika.